This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, and it can also get well. So remember, the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Going to the phones, let's talk to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Doc. How are you? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. What's up?
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure we're connected there. I've been listening to your program for quite a few years. And, you know, I've been following some of the treatments. I brought your book and stuff like that. And you were just mentioning the probiotics. And you were saying, I don't know, about 2 billion. Or I brought this from a health food store, and it's 30 billion. Does that make any difference, probiotics?
No, they're fine. A lot of it's marketing, you know, the numbers, bigger numbers, makes everybody think that there's a lot more going on. But it's kind of like SPF and sunscreen. You know, the bigger the number is a lot of, you know, once you get past about, like 15 to 30. I mean, once you get up like 70, 90 SPF, it's not that big of a deal. So, and then again, 2 billion on the capsules usually will do the trick and will give you everything that you need and as far as your gut flora goes. So keeping that in line and keeping your bacterial flora healthy, one of the best things you can do. And of course, you know, with my book, you got the foundational four, what I teach, where the four basic supplements that I think everybody needs. It's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break the food down. Of course, your fish oil. I like cod liver oil. It's kind of an oldie, but a goodie. And it's got everything you need, vitamin A, vitamin D. And then don't forget your probiotics. So you put all four of those together, you got the foundational four. Those are the four things that everyone should be using, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is because that's what most of the research backs. And it's all pretty strong for those four. You can't really argue with those. And vitamin D is another big one, too. So those are some of the main ones. And then, of course, you get blood testing done with your physician or your dietitian, and they can figure out other possible nutritional deficiencies that you may have and can, you know, of course, locate those. But, you know, just going out and buying a bunch of supplements because articles said that they're good or you see something on TV, it just... Not so much. Know what you're taking and know that your body needs it is kind of always the key. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Kids who get CT scans have a higher cancer chance, they say. Now, CT scans, of course, very popular with physicians in the hospitals and, of course, gives us a lot of good data, but the, you know, still got a lot of strong radiation to it, really strong. According to a new study in the British Medical Journal, a group of about 100,000 children, 39 cancers will develop over a 10-year period. But if every single one of those kids had a CT scan, six more cancer cases would occur. CT scans give off radiation, which, of course, can increase cancer risk. The CT scans detect a myriad of problems, including internal bleeding, blood clots, heart disease, and more, and are more important diagnostic tools for doctors. CT scans truly save lives. Marta Hernandez, who's a physician and chair of the American College of Radiology and Pediatric Imaging. On the other hand, overuse is bad as well, so they need to be used but it needs to be done judiciously. And again, it is. It needs to be, caution needs to be used with CTs. They're often ran too frequently with this sort of thing, and I think they need to be governed a little bit more. That's for sure. A lot going on with those. A lot of radiation that's put off. And different doctors have different opinions on that. And of course, the research can vary as well. If you sit a lot at work, or if you drive a lot, you're a truck driver, they're saying that too much sitting can lower odds of colon cancer survival. So people diagnosed with colorectal cancer who spend a lot of their leisure time sitting have a higher risk of dying, according to the researchers at the American Cancer Society. People who are physically active, however, have a better chance of surviving than those who are not. One factor might be that people who are physically active might be developing a less aggressive tumor, said lead researcher Peter Campbell. He's the director of the Society's tumor research. And, of course, in addition, being physically fit may help people as they undergo treatment, he said. Exercise improves cardiovascular and muscle fitness. It lowers blood pressure and cholesterol and improves blood sugar, Campbell noted. Some of these factors would lead quite clearly to a better tolerance for getting through surgery or other treatments. But Campbell said the connection between sitting and dying isn't well understood. So the sitting time is less, more speculative. And we do understand that sitting for long periods can lead to worse insulin and glucose profiles. So the worse insulin and glucose measurements can feed a tumor and increase risk and recurrence of death. There's also evidence that long periods of sitting increases oxidative stress on the body's cells, and it can worsen the hormone imbalances. So the new results need to be replicated before they can be considered definitive. But they're consistent with what's seen in non-cancer patients, Campbell said. Although the study suggests an association between exercise and better outcomes, it did not prove the cause and effect. So many studies, however, have found the association not only for cancer, but heart disease and other conditions. For the study, Campbell's team collected data on about 3,000 people and realized that colorectal cancer had not spread beyond the colon. During 16 years of follow-up, more than 800 patients died, nearly 400 of them from colorectal cancer and the rest from other causes. So after examining the data, they do see that it applies more to colon cancer because of what they're describing. Of course, an all-case mortality rate. So interestingly enough, all these types of facts and figures really important because colorectal cancer is a big, big deal. And it's growing like crazy. A lot of cancers are, and we're seeing them more and more. And our eating habits need to change. I think that's going to make a big difference as one of our lifestyle factors play such a big role. So as we change that and as we modify it and kind of reshape our lives and making better choices, that's where we're going to really see the overall victory along with this. So whatever you're dealing with, if you're dealing with cancer, know someone that is, really encourage them, their lifestyle choices, the things that they eat, the exercise that they get, the sleep and the rest, the stress management, all those factors play a big role. And to really make a difference in your health, you have to make the change. No one else is going to do that for you. And if you step up and start making the changes, that's when you'll be able to go to the next level with your health. And you can be kind of that change factor for so many people. One of the best things you can do if you're dealing with cancer, just so you know, increasing your fruits and vegetables, but mostly the vegetables, dark leafy greens, making the body more alkaline. There is a host of tips that you can do. A lot of information is on our website. Go to healthcoachradio.com, and of course, information there for many different health challenges on how to go to the next level in your life.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Telephone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is. Realize this, that the body can get sick. It can also get well. It's all about your choices that you make every single day. Linda, you're next with us, darling. What's going on?
Oh, I wanted to ask you, what causes thyroid problems and what is the natural way to deal with that?
Well, there's a couple things. One, and again, you know, everybody or research has different thoughts and opinions on it. Usually, the thyroid gland can begin not working based on nutritional deficiencies in the body. Some areas of medicine says it's genetic. It's more about the deficiencies, though. Iodine is a trace mineral, and we don't really have it in our diet much anywhere. We've got a little bit in salt. That's about it. It used to be in our diet heavily back in the 50s, and we just don't have a lot. So iodine is a strong, strong trace mineral that our thyroid gland absolutely needs. Matter of fact, women need three times the amount of iodine that men do. You need 150 micrograms for your breast tissue, 150 micrograms for your thyroid, and 150 micrograms for healthy ovaries. So you need quite a bit of iodine, and if you're not getting it in your diet, then it can create a lot of deficiencies. So that's one of the main issues. Then you've got to look at other areas of the body, like the pituitary gland, which is the master gland of the body, making sure that it's working at its peak level, making sure that everything is where it needs to be. A blood test can confirm that and give you the right kind of numbers. Also, the adrenal glands can play a role into that as well. But a lot of the deficiencies, tyrosine is an amino acid that can be a little bit of an issue. All of these can be a root cause. Have you been recently diagnosed with it? Is it something you're taking medicine for?
No, I'm not taking medicine for it. I had a thermography scan done on my body, and they suggested about thyroid tests. And last year I had, you know, some tests done, and the thyroid came back okay, but I have low body temperature, very thin hair, you know, some different, like, symptoms that would be thyroid.
If you get the thinning of the hair and those type of symptoms, what I would do is I would just simply go to your I'd go to your primary care and ask them to run a test on the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the master gland, and have them just check on that. Because a lot of times if it's really low in function, the output is not that great, then it will indicate typically that there's it could be the primary driver for the thyroid, meaning that thyroid numbers could be okay, but if the pituitary gland is low in function, then that could be a little bit of a challenge, and that's what you want to get checked out. And most docs don't look at it. We just don't look at it that way. And you know, endocrinologists will, but sometimes family doctors and general practitioners don't really look at it that way. So yeah, I would take a peek at it. And, you know, just see what the numbers are. And they'll give you a good read on what's going on. And then you can kind of build from there. Because there's a lot of natural things, depending on who you're talking to, there's a lot of natural things you can do to kind of support the body, especially if you're not really in a position where you've been diagnosed formally or anything. So I would check that out, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Or go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, just go to the website, go to mywellnessproviders.com. We've got people joining the network all over the country, and it can be a great encouragement to you every single day. That's what our goal is for you. And so many people deal with issues that they just don't know what to do. And, you know, on this show, we want to help you. We want to help you kind of go to that next level and really kind of jump in. Because when you get stuck, let's say you've got cholesterol issues or you're 30 pounds overweight and you just kind of get into a place where you don't know how to make changes. You may change your diet a little bit. You talk to someone. You start eating healthy. You exercise a couple days a week, whatever it might be. and you get stuck, and you can't lose the 30 pounds no matter what you do, or you don't really know what to eat. Eating habits can be a little bit of a challenge. Well, one thing you want to do always is to kind of sit back and look at having a good game plan, having a coach, somebody that can kind of walk with you through the whole process. It's so important. And having someone that can kind of take you by the hand, lead you in the right direction to really impact your health and impact your life, that's a huge key. Huge key. And diabetes type 2, it's one that now is just growing by leaps and bounds. We're just seeing so much happen with it. And I want to encourage you that if you're dealing with any kind of health challenge like this, get someone that knows what they're doing to kind of walk with you in the process. By doing that, it can make a huge difference in your overall life. We've got Jeff in Kansas who wants to know about low T, low testosterone. Jeff, here's the deal. With low testosterone, one of the main things you've got to look at is the fact that hormone levels can change by your lifestyle choices. And everybody thinks, well, it's genetic. Well, we've got 25-year young guys and 30-year young guys that are coming up with testosterone levels of like 150, which is extremely low when it needs to be up around 550 to 600. So what do you do? Well, there's great things you can do to raise testosterone levels. You got to keep your protein levels up at a strong level. I always recommend about a gram per pound of body weight. And then, of course, fats need to be about 25 to 30% of the overall diet. Healthy fats, of course, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all those can be helpful. But, yeah, at the end of the day, making sure that you have the right kind of foods coming in for low T is a big one. Then you can jump in to some of the supplements, maca root, ashwagandha, tribulus. They're all great, but again, you want to use things like resistance training and exercise, your diet. Those need to be the foundations. Supplements can come along after that. And then last recourse is the hormone replacement therapy. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Well, lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is a show that health is your greatest wealth. Diabetes is a big, big topic. We're seeing it more and more nowadays, but there's a testing checklist I want to go through with you that is really, really important. Now, the symptoms of type 2 diabetes are caused by high levels of sugar, which is, of course, glucose, in the blood. And the best way to control this, these symptoms, and to limit complications is to take good care of yourself, of course, including checking your blood sugar regularly, following your medical team's plan for diabetes exams, and controlling the symptoms of type 2 diabetes is all about education in management. So recently, an endocrinologist, Dr. Bagnian, actually went through and listed out some protocols that are very important. Although many people with type 2 diabetes need medications to control the symptoms, most experts agree that the most important parts of type 2 diabetes treatment are a healthy diet, regular exercise, and good management skills. That includes staying on top of your blood sugar, testing, and all your diabetes exams. So number one on your checklist, check blood sugar. Blood sugar testing is used to diagnose diabetes, but it's also part of an ongoing care plan. He says, I can't emphasize it enough how important it is that people with type 2 diabetes learn how to keep track of their blood sugar.
Dr. Bagnian says, while some diabetes testing can be done on your own, you'll need to see your doctor for additional office tests. These blood sugar tests should be part of your diabetes management. Self-testing is a big one, so the ability to monitor your own blood sugar with a finger stick and glucose monitor tells you and your doctor how well your diabetes management is working during the average day. Most people with type 2 diabetes need to test their blood glucose at least once a day, and this usually is done in the morning before breakfast. The hemoglobin A1C blood test, which is kind of the standard, or the gold standard, if you will, it combined with a log from self-testing, they're saying now that it's, of course, needs to stay under 6.5, really under 6.0. Other blood sugar tests, when you're first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, or at least the treatment can begin, it's reevaluated, and sometimes they'll use the oral glucose tolerance test. Very, very popular. Other important type 2 diabetes testing is the urine testing. The urine testing, they say it's important to look for signs for protein in the urine. If your urine protein number is more than 30, it means that you need to control your blood pressure and blood sugar better. People with type 2 diabetes should have this type of urine testing done at least once a year. Now, blood lipid testing is another big one. Because type 2 diabetes increases the risk of heart disease, you'll need to have your blood lipids tested at least once a year. It's important to check both cholesterol and triglyceride levels. People with type 2 diabetes and known heart disease may need to be checked more often. You want your LDLs to be below 70 and your triglyceride levels to be below 150. That's for sure. Blood pressure testing. Both type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure increase your risk for stroke and heart disease, so your blood pressure should be checked at every exam. You should also aim for systolic pressure, that's the upper number, below 130, and the diastolic, that's the lower number, below 80. Now, this is all information given by Dr. Bagnian. Type 2 diabetes exams that can be scheduled, which are kind of interesting there, in addition to your regular doctor exams, here's some things that are really important. Having a diabetes caregiver, most people with type 2 diabetes should have a visit with their diabetes specialist at least once every 3 months. Some of these visits can be with a nurse practitioner or certified diabetic educator in the office. It's all about diabetes education for sure. So the accountability factor is key. Remember, it's all about behavior. So much of it is, anyway. Dental exams are important, too. One symptom of type 2 diabetes is difficulty fighting off infections, such as gum disease. That's why you should see your dentist and dental hygienist every 6 months. Your mouth is a high bacteria area, and healthy teeth and gums are your natural barrier between these germs and the bloodstream. Eye exams are big, too. Visual disturbances caused by cataracts or glaucoma are common in people with type 2 diabetes. The retina can also be damaged due to complications of diabetes, and it's important to see an eye specialist and have a dilated eye exam once a year or more frequently if your doctor recommends it. Nutrition counseling is a big one, too. Understanding nutrition is essential for the managing of type 2 diabetes, and in most cases, it starts with losing 5 to 10% of your body weight. A dietitian or diabetes nutrition expert can help you learn to count carbohydrates and to lower inflammation in the body. The diet and nutrition counseling should be done hand in hand, and very, very important. Depression and sleep apnea, too, are a little bit more common in people with type 2 diabetes. So watching out for signs and symptoms of these conditions should also be on your checklist. Your diabetes testing and exams are very important, but nothing is more important than educating yourself about type 2 diabetes and taking an active role in your diabetes management. Ask your diabetes caregivers to help you create a personal checklist and make managing your diabetes well part of your lifestyle by keeping a checklist up to date. So, again, so much you can do with type 2 diabetes to get your body where it needs to be. And it's just all about making the right kind of choices. And on this show, we can help you do that. A lot of great natural things you can do to support diabetes levels if you're dealing with that, or if you're in the pre-diabetes phase where it's coming around the corner. It's all about diet and exercise. It really is. It's that simple and that basic. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And don't forget, if you're looking for a healthcare provider, wellness provider in your area, go to mywellnessproviders.com. PeteAndPete.com. We're going to the lines. Go to Pete. Hi, Pete.
So I was calling because I have a food allergy, or what I perceive as a food allergy, to hops. As you know, it's like a meat ingredient in beer. So what I was trying to figure out is if there was anything that I can do to either reduce or just remove the allergy.
The biggest thing you want to do if you're looking at food allergies is cutting back, of course, on gluten. Gluten's a big, big topic nowadays, is cutting out the grains. So your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, cutting those out for a period of time, usually about 7.5 weeks is what it takes to get gluten out of the system. But cutting those out of the system for a period of time can make a huge difference. Cutting those out and literally cutting dairy products out as well can make a huge difference. But yeah, I mean, that's what I would shoot for, because the food allergies, you can do the little testing and it can show up a host of different things. But the reality is that until your foods get under control, you cut that, get the histamine levels down in the digestive tract and get inflammation down, nothing's really going to happen at that point. All right. Going to Monica now. Hi, Monica.
Well, I've been diagnosed with bipolar 2 since 1998, and I'm 31 years old, so I'm fairly young. The traditional medication that I'm on is the Lamictal, Abilify. But the problem that I have is there's side effects, too, where I lose some of my hair. And I wonder sometimes if there's any other alternative that can help bipolar patients such as I, as far as any other alternative, you know, over-the-counter stuff or something that's more healthier and that doesn't have as many side effects or long-term effects on your body.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a couple things. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with bipolar and you're dealing with anything like that, you've got to make sure, well, the medications are so specialized at that point, and getting the brain chemistry to balance is always a key. And managing that and getting it to really be in the right spot is very important as well. Now, dopamine levels and serotonin levels can also play a big role. And there's certain foods that will support those. Caffeine's a big one. And if you start managing the neurotransmitters, balancing those out, getting those where they need to be, you know, again, that's kind of your starting point to make it work. But at the end of the day, making sure that you've got the right amount of brain chemistry and nutrition coming in is key. So again, you don't want to mess with your medications. Anything your doctor has put you on, you have to stay on. So don't modify that at all. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy that's proven to support healthy brain chemistry. That's always a key. And then also don't forget that doing things like pyridoxal 5-phosphate, it's a version of vitamin B6, has got great results with overall brain chemistry. Your protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, good lean quality proteins can help with brain chemistry as well. And your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, all of that plays a big role. And it's about making sure you get the right kind of foods in to make the difference. So, yeah, it's one of those things that I could sit here and list a bunch of supplements and all that, but you don't, one of the big things I always say, you don't want to mess with the medications. That's a key. Don't mess with them. It's critical. All right? We got Stan down in Texas, wants to know something simple. He says, I've been struggling recently in a bad relationship with my girlfriend, and I'm going through depression and anxiety. My doctor wants to put me on Xanax to help me sleep at night. What do you think? Well, I think the relationship, anytime you go through something like that, it's tough. It's not easy. I get that. But your sleep patterns, if you can do it without the medicine, that's going to play a big role. And with GABA, that's the main brain chemical that Xanax works on. You want to cut out certain food groups like breads and pastas, cereals, crackers, the wheat products, the grains, but also a lot of the things like nuts. The almonds, walnuts, cashews need to be cut out too, and also salmon and spinach. These are super health foods, right? But they can affect GABA in a negative way. Look at some of that. Do the research on it. Talk to a dietitian and look into that a little clearer, and you can get the brain chemistry to balance many times, especially in the early stages.
You are what you eat.
No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with? You want to talk about it? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. All of it. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. But you have to change what you're thinking. You have to change what you're doing is so critical to our overall health. Our email for the day is brought to you by GeneMe. We've got Carlton in Dallas, Texas. Says, my daughter is really suffering from allergies this year, and the over-the-counter medication is really not doing the trick. What do you suggest? Big deal. I mean, allergies are a huge deal. So many emails right now about allergies, and I can tell you that there's a lot of things you can do. Of course, you can use antihistamines and whatnot, but if you want to go natural, look at things like eating local honey on a regular basis, because what happens is the pollens and the ragweeds and all, they get caught up in that, and it helps you build some strength against them. The other thing is you got to look at the root cause of allergies and what even causes them in the first place. So allergies are due to a breakdown in the proteins in the body. So when you get a breakdown of the proteins and they're not being utilized as efficiently, you can use things like proteolytic enzymes, bromelain, which is found in pineapple. All of these can be quite beneficial and kind of take you to the next level. So one of the main things I like to look at with allergies is to make sure that you've eliminated a lot of the main food allergens themselves. So breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, a lot of the grains and also dairy products all can make a big difference. So you want to make sure you cut those out of your diet completely for a period of time, usually about 7.5 to 8 weeks. You do that for a period of time, and then the body can respond, and then you can add those back in. And someone can kind of guide you through that, but removing those foods can make a big difference in the way that you feel, and that's the big key. So with allergies and all that, again, it comes down to diet. It comes down to diet so much for everything. Our lifestyle choices and what we make. I mean, not getting enough sleep, that can affect it because your lowered immune system is going to cause a lot of issues in the body to kind of lean toward an excessive histamine response, which is not fun at all. That's for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area, check them out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. If you're looking for someone in your area, and one of our team members can help you find someone that you need. Going to the phones and going to Don. Hi, Don.
Sleep before midnight is your important sleep. But I have a problem. If I go to bed at 10 o'clock or if I go to bed before midnight, period, I wake up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm wide awake and ready to go. And then I'll lay there until 5, 5:30 in the morning, and then I'll get dozy, and then I end up sleeping till 10 or 11 o'clock.
All right. So if you have the break in sleep patterns, which can be a little bit of a challenge, one of the main things you've got to look at in these breaks in sleep patterns is the cause of it. So if you've got emotional stress, you've got mental stress, most of it are things like serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical that makes a huge difference in whether or not you're going to stay asleep or not. So keeping that balanced is a huge key. You can do that on a regular basis. It's not difficult, but making sure you get the right kind of nutrition is going to be critical for that. And serotonin levels, 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, all of those type supplementation, you get that out of turkey, but that plays a big role. Building up your serotonin levels will keep you in that deep delta range of sleep, and you won't be waking up 2 or 3 in the morning on a regular basis, which, of course, the better sleep you get, the more rested you are, the better your hormones are going to work, the better your body's going to work. Better mental clarity all the way around makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Well, sir, basically, my wife has acid reflux. That's what it seems to be. And we've tried the pills. That doesn't seem to get rid of it. Tried Tums and things like that. That doesn't seem to help it. Looking for your suggestions.
Pretty simple. With acid reflux, again, you're getting down to a digestive issue, getting down to where the body's not breaking down proteins very well. And you want to look at, most importantly, things like bromelain, proteolytic enzymes, but also hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride. I like apple cider vinegar. It's old school grandma medicine at its best, but it works. And as we age and we get more stressed out and eat poorer foods in our diet, then we get to a place where we don't handle certain foods very well. And when you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break the proteins down, then you get that sense of reflux that keeps coming back up. You do that long enough over a longer period of time, and it really begins to wreak havoc on your system. So what do you do? Well, you want to make sure that you're getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis, low inflammatory-based foods. You can get hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, in a supplement form at your local health food stores. So that's something you want to look for. And usually they say 1 to 2 tablespoons with meals is a good way to go. And pretty simple. It's not difficult. But it can be really frustrating, and you don't want to let the acid reflux go on long, because you've got to deal with issues potentially with things like Barrett's esophagus, where the actual cells, because of the acid refluxing through there, begin to slowly change. That is an area you do not want to get involved with, because it's a hassle. So you want to definitely look into that. And as you do the acid reflux, also, you might want to look at fasting about a partial day a week. It's not completely fasting. You can do chicken broth and beef broth. The stocks are really good. But doing that and letting the digestive tract breathe and just take a break for a minute helps a lot of people with some of the reflux type issues. So, again, just some great information to be able to help you. But doing things naturally with acid reflux typically is a win. All right, make sure your doctor always knows that you're doing that. Puts an hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, help friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days, or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.